On this episode, we're talking best price mobility and electric scooter rentals. This is episode 143 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you're not already a part of our Facebook group, go out and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. We're almost 1,000 members strong now.
Ooh.
Getting closer.
Yay.
So we'll use some more members, I guess. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. And we now have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the Capture the Magic network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. Mm-hmm. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will help you get everything in order for your vacation, get you the best rate or package. She's going to help you with ADRs, fast passes. If you have any questions, she is quick to answer them and very, very knowledgeable. All of this at no additional cost to you. So reach out to Melissa with Ears of Experience. And if you want even more content, if you want to hear the Diz Dudes a week early, if you want special live streams, if basically just more and more of the Capture the Magic network, then go check out ctmvip.com and see what Club 32 is all about. So we are recording early, early morning, I guess you would say, because it is a vacation for us, but we are not in Disney.
No.
Where the heck are we?
We are in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. We are between Sugar Mountain and Beach Mountain
Appalachian.
But Appalachian is... We can look at our window and see the Appalachian Ski Mountain.
Yeah.
And watch the skiers go down.
Yep. And we got snow yesterday.
We did.
First time seeing snow and playing in snow.
It was so cool.
It's freezing.
Well, of course.
Well, here
it has
in snow,
to be.
That is. Yes. Obviously, snow is freezing. Otherwise, it would be rain.
And well, it did rain.
It did, yeah. Rained overnight. So hopefully we're going to get some more snow here in the next couple days. We are here for a few days, but we wanted to get an episode out to you guys, as we always do.
Yes.
So today we're talking electric scooter rentals, and specifically we want to talk about a very wonderful company that I had the pleasure of dealing with on a recent trip, and they're called Best Price Mobility.
Yeah, say that five times.
Twister, yeah. And you can find them at bpmobility.com. Now, I want to not only talk about them, but we do want to talk a little bit about electric scooter rentals and using them around Disney in general. We have mentioned this in the past. I have some weird lingering foot issue thingy
that you need to get
that need to
out.
Get checked mm-hmm. out. Where randomly it seems like about once a quarter, mm-hmm. It is some sort of tendonitis or arthritis in my foot, and literally can't walk.
It
crops up out of nowhere. Yeah, it always
Disney.
Is when we're going to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Like it knows.
Yep.
It wants to punish me for being there too much or something. I don't know. But it comes to a point where it's very last minute. And we had this on a recent trip.
Yeah.
And so we were heading down and we were going to do New Year's Eve. And, you know, a few days before it cropped up and thought this was going to go away as it usually lasts for a couple days. It did not and was really in a bind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out. I went to find a featured Disney vendor. There are several Disney vendors that are featured by Disney, specific, or scooter vendors, I should say, that are featured by Disney that they recommend you do business with.
Oh, cool.
Disney does rent their own scooters on site. As with most things Disney, they are more expensive.
Yes.
And that's why they offer these several other places. And the one that really stuck out to me was this Best Price Mobility. I went on their website, and they've been around for a long time, family-owned business. We love to work with small businesses. We are one ourselves, I would say.
Yes.
So we're several ourselves. So I reached out to them literally the day before we were going.
Yes.
You know, and this is during one of the busiest times of year. And I worked with the owner, Connie, who was amazing, and hooked me up, said, you know, hey, listen, call Tracy. We'll make sure you have a scooter when you arrive tomorrow. And so I called down there, and they were just absolutely wonderful. It was a pleasure to deal with them. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them. Well, first, I guess, what is an ECV? Because that's what the terminology is used. That's what it's called. It's technically an electric conveyance vehicle.
Oh.
But it's an electric scooter.
Yes.
So that's what you're seeing every time you see ECV. You're like, what the heck's that thing? It's an electric scooter. So, but they've been, Best Price Mobility's been family owned, been around since 2007. One thing that's great, they'll match competitors' pricing.
Nice.
They definitely have great customer service. I can attest to that in both dealing with one of the owners and dealing with Tracy, who got me all set up. Again, they are a Disney featured vendor. And they've been part of that program since the very, very beginning.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they continue to meet the standards that are set forth by Disney to continue to be one.
Right.
So you gotta trust that, right? Do you want to talk a little bit about like delivery and all? Because I had called them, and here's one thing I really liked is, as I was dealing with, I said, you know, well, what's, just give me the small one. And she said, well, what's your weight? Because we want to make sure we get the one that fits you.
Right.
You know, because there's a huge difference, obviously, between if you weigh 150 pounds and you weigh 300 pounds. It's going to be a different scooter.
Right.
But they deliver direct to resort.
Yes.
They pick up direct from resort.
Yes.
And does that only include Disney property?
No, that includes off property, because that's where we were. We were off property.
Yeah.
So, and they deliver from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And they deliver to Universal hotels as well.
They do.
So this is really good. They're really part of the whole kind of Orlando, Lake Buena Vista, and Kissimmee area. That's how you say it, right?
Kissimmee.
Kissimmee?
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's Kissimmee.
It's spelled Kiss Me.
And I wouldn't go Kissimmee. Around saying that to other people if they ask where they are. You don't know what's going to happen, especially if you're in the Orlando area. Some of those areas are a little shady. But yeah, and you can make these reservations online. I would actually
online call. Or by phone.
Yeah, right. I would actually call.
And you call.
Because again, they're great to deal with. Yep. As I was looking online, again, I'm like, okay, that one looks fine. But I had some questions because I wanted to make sure it was one that could fold up in case we needed to transport it.
Right.
So I would honestly just recommend you call. You can reserve these up to a year in advance.
Mm.
While we were very, very lucky and they, you know, were able to find us one very last minute, I would not wait around for this, you know, unless an emergency crops up and you specifically need one a day before like I did, I would call in advance.
Yeah.
Make sure you have it. And they offer different accessories, and we'll go through a little bit of those, but I'm going to go through the pricing real quick, and then we're going to talk more about tips to use it.
Yeah.
And if you are coming up on a ECV rental that you're going to need, and you give them a call, and this is another reason I would call as opposed to going online, give them the phrase Disney's Best, and you're going to get a 10% discount.
Oh, is that from us?
That is.
Ooh.
So you'll definitely want to use that. And then if you're a returning guest, what I love is that they're going to give you discounts on any future reservation. So if you go to Disney a couple times a year, you go once a year, and you are a returning guest, you're going to get a discount on your rental. So I think that's really great.
And again, don't be afraid to get them. People might look like there's nothing wrong with them like you, but...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so if you need one, make sure you're planning and plan ahead, call, and use Disney's Best. So they have several models, and again, a lot of this is going to depend on weight, and that's really to make you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could have probably gotten the smaller one. I got like the second up, but I could have gotten the small one and been fine, but I wouldn't have been as comfortable.
What is the small one?
Small one is the Go-Go. Mm. So this is the smallest one. It's portable. This does disassemble and all. And you're only looking at, you know, $30 per day. There is a 2 consecutive day minimum, but weekly you're looking at $189.
Oh, this is for one a week, like, that's not bad.
Yeah, this is one when we go through the pricing, to me, I'm blown away about how affordable these are. It's much like when, you know, we went with Matt and Nikki and they rented the stroller.
Right.
And I was shocked at how cheap it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, you paid what for an entire week?
Yeah.
So this really is kind of the same. Next, you have the Victory 10.
Is that what you had?
I think this is the one I had. This is more of a standard, can be transported by minivan or SUV. This does have the higher weight capacity. This is still only $30 per day. You have a two consecutive day minimum, and then weekly for $189.
Nice.
Right, next you go to the Maxima, which is a more heavy duty model. This is designed for the heavier rider. This is $40 per day, two consecutive day minimum, 7 days at $249. And then they do have manual wheelchairs. If this is something, I know that we had talked before within our Facebook group about this a lot. We do have several people that are either ECV users themselves, or they have family members, you know, they're coming up on a trip that they're worried about getting around. But there are some people that, based on a potential disability, they're not able to use an ECV.
Right.
And so this is a manual wheelchair as well.
Yeah.
This goes up to 250 pounds. You're looking at, 1 to 3 days is like $42, and additional days are $6. So some of these models even go up to 400 pounds or $75 for a week. So if something like a manual wheelchair is what you need, you can do that as well. Then they do have power chairs, which is like the Rolls Royce of the ECV.
Really?
These are available to experienced users because they operate with the joystick.
Okay.
And as opposed to the other ones have, you know, your, I mean, it's not a steering wheel, but it's your kind of handlebar, you know, turning radius and all. And so if you're not familiar, excuse me, with the joystick, these could be tough to use, but only $40 per day. Again, $249 per the week.
Wow.
You know, prices and do not include tax. So add your tax, but still, I think for, you know, well under $200 for an entire week, you got yourself.
But if you use Disney's Best,
and you're going to get 10% off of that.
Your so, tax you know, almost
yeah,
off.
Might, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're basically saving tax and a bit more.
Yep.
All right. Now let's talk what you were bringing up about getting an ECV, because this is not something I've ever wanted to do.
No.
Because from a, you know, from a standpoint of me being a fully capable, usually, 39-year-old man, this is not something that I want to admit to. We had used one back in September when I was having the issue, and I thought, well, I got crutches, I'll go. And we went to Toy Story Land that morning. Mm-hmm. I hobbled around, and by middle of the day, I was like, I can't do this.
Right.
Because I decided, you know what, I'll swallow my pride. I'll get an ECV.
Yep.
Here's the thing that, for me, I think so much was, as you were saying, visibly, it looked perfectly fine.
Right.
Not like I'm wearing a walking boot.
Right.
You know, there's nothing on my foot. I look perfectly fine. And for the most part, people in this world can sometimes be judgmental.
Oh, of jerks, course. Absolutely.
use a nice word.
Mm, well, yes.
Just don't be afraid to get one if you need one. And we've said this before, who cares what anyone else thinks?
Right. And I mean, when you did get it, I started looking at everybody just because I've never really, and a lot of people don't look like there's something wrong with them, to be truthfully honest.
Right.
So, it, you know, again, yeah, just, I think it's fine. And everybody is, because that's just human nature to look at somebody and judge, period.
It is. I think it is,
unfortunately.
I mean,
I know we've done it.
And yeah,
we've been guilty of it.
And it opened, I think, both of our eyes
right.
by me having to rent one of these now, you know, twice. Because it is easy to look at someone. And what I think the stigma becomes is that people look and they either think somebody's lazy.
Right.
Or they think, you know, oh, well, you know, you're overweight. Why don't you just not be overweight? Or, you know, and there's so many other underlying conditions that people don't realize.
Right.
You know, again, we brought up my dad, for example, who went through 3 complete knee replacements.
Right.
Now, if you watch him walk, you can realize that there's an issue there.
Right.
But if he's just standing around, or if you saw him sitting on a scooter, he looks like a very healthy, you know, man in his 60s, late 60s, and you would not think anything of it.
Right.
But again, there's no way. I mean, he has gotten around the parks because I think also he kind of is too prideful, but there's a lot of issues that you can't tell. You know, there's people that may be perfectly fine going through a park from 8 to noon, but after 4 hours of that, they can't do it anymore.
Well, you know? And now that you've swallowed your pride, you could probably talk your dad into
very, very possibly
swallowing his and go, let's get this. And, You know, I mean,
and that's, you know, that's what it's, I mean, it's, don't worry, because here's the thing is when we went, now this last trip, I physically couldn't put pressure on my foot.
Right.
I could not walk without the aid of either crutches. I mean, even in the house to get up in the bathroom in the middle of the night, I had to use crutches.
Right.
I couldn't physically walk.
Right.
The time before in September, I could technically walk. I was just in pain.
Right.
And if maybe that's something you are where you think, you know what? I can get around the parks.
Right.
It'll be a little pain and maybe I'll be a little more tired. Why do that to yourself? Yeah. You spend a ton of money on a Disney vacation.
Right.
You're there probably with family, friends, you know, loved ones. Don't put yourself through that.
Correct.
Just get one.
And not to mention, I mean, you can walk for sure 10,000 steps easily.
Oh, easily on a slow day.
Right.
So you have to think of, right, of what this is putting on your body.
Right.
Even when my foot's not hurting,
yep,
you do 15,000 steps in a day.
Yep.
It puts a lot on you. So yep, don't be afraid to get them. Let's talk about getting around a little bit, because okay, you have several options to get around when you do have,
yep,
an ECV.
Yep.
What's a major one that may be most convenient depending on how you're arriving anyway, whether you have a rental car, maybe your personal vehicle, right?
Yeah. Your personal vehicle.
Yeah.
You could do a minivan, or if you needed to rent a car.
Right. Well, but if you're doing a personal vehicle or a rental car, you're going to need a van or a SUV.
Oh, right, right.
Even the ones that break down, I think that we could have gotten this one in the trunk of our Camry.
Oh.
But I'm not really sure. So, and even when I called and was talking to Best Price Mobility, you know, they mm-hmm. were stating, do you have, you know, at least maybe a midsize SUV to get
right.
around? I said, yes, we do.
Right.
So we did have that. The buses, Disney, if you're staying on property, use the buses and Disney transportation.
Yep.
You're going to be able to get right up on there. They are absolutely wonderful. And if you are a new ECV user, as I was,
yes,
the driver will help you drive it up there. To make life easier, I will say with this one, because there are two type of people with these. There are ones that need it because they can't walk. And
right.
when they get on the bus, they're going to stay seated on it. And there's the ones that, you know, are able to park the ECV, get off and go to a ride, you know, walk to a ride.
Right.
They're able to do those types of things. If you're a new user and you're going through an issue like I was, where, again, this isn't a regular occurrence, daily occurrence for you using one of these, allow, you know, if you need to get out of it and allow a bus driver to drive the thing up in there. They'll basically stand in front of it and pull it up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is a crowded bus, a tip I would give is stay seated in your ECV when they strap it in, because that's one less seat you take up.
And I've seen
when they're very crowded,
bus drivers ask
yes.
for them to stay.
Yes, correct.
And then this is just me personally, because I did it. I would suggest if you are with them, because they allow the family to come mm-hmm. on.
Because they're going to put you on the bus first.
I would suggest you stand and give everybody else the seats. I stood. Some nice man offered me a seat, but I was like, no, I'm good. Because the one thing I do think is that you should be in line just like everybody else. They shouldn't put you on first.
I agree with that.
Which is hard because you have to take up the seats.
Right.
It goes, right?
And it's an interesting one. And they're only going to be able to, buses are only going to be able to fit two ECVs at a time.
Right.
But you are going to line up in a separate spot.
Right.
And the way that it does work is because they need to get you on first. If you come up at the very last minute, there's a full line of people, they're still going to put you on first.
Right.
That's one where, you know, I think that this gets some looks sometimes. This is where you can see the grumblings of people that go, well, this person just pulled up. I've been standing here for 30 minutes. They're getting on.
Right.
And maybe now I have a chance not to.
Right.
So that's where I think, you know, like we talk with other things, there are loopholes all throughout Disney.
Right.
Sometimes we find them and sometimes we talk about them. We never recommend them.
Oh, God, no.
Ever.
No.
So if you are an ECV user, personally, I'm going to say, look, don't just think you're just going to come up at the very last second and get on. Don't expect that.
Right.
Be there at the time you should be there for a bus.
Right.
You know, and be ready to get on when you're ready to get on, I guess. Same thing goes for boats. There are, you know, the large boats, if you're taking them, these would be the ones from Wilderness Lodge to Fort Wilderness to Magic Kingdom. Those ones. or well, Wilderness Lodge to Magic Kingdom, Fort Wilderness to Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Those you're going to be able to use ECV on. You yep. are going to be able to get on those.
And there's, I mean, that's plenty of room to yeah,
plenty
put a couple
on those. And
where you don't feel
right.
like you're
it's
not going
to limit it
on.
To two.
Right.
You can get more than that on there. They will see, and this is the thing, you know, this is why I think, you know, don't judge the people that are in ECVs, because there is nothing more embarrassing and nothing more humbling than getting on and off of these Disney transportations. At least it was for me. Maybe because I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
You know, this is something you do on a daily occasion, and you're in an ECV every day. I can see maybe you're used to it, but mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you still love for people to stare at you.
Right.
You know, and think, and we showed up late to a bus the one time, and yeah. the bus was full, and I had to get on with everybody staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nothing more humbling in my entire life. Something that may happen on a boat because of a boat can shift in the water. It can, it, you know, depending on where people are, left or right. And there can be a lip
yeah.
as you go from off the boat onto the dock. And if that lip is not lined up right and you've got a 1 or 2 inch, you know, difference, you can't drive an ECV up a 1 or 2 inch bump.
Right.
They will ask in front of everybody and in front of you, I need everyone to get on the left side of the boat, maybe. So that mm-hmm. the boat can actually lift up
yep.
and then you are able to ride off.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you are an ECV user, who cares?
Yeah.
If you are not an ECV user, politely do what they're asking you to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, quit being judgmental jerks. All right. You can use a minivan.
Yeah.
All right. Now, accessible minivans, they're going to be able to transport an ECV and up to 3 guests. Right.
Okay.
The process is different than requesting a standard minivan through the Lyft app, though. You do need to call Disney's minivan service.
Oh.
You can reach them at 407-828-3500. Follow the prompts, you get to a cast member.
Huh.
It's recommended you call 45 to 60 minutes prior to when you would like to be picked up.
Nice.
So you do need to plan ahead. Yes. Cast member will confirm your exact pickup location, and this service is available 6:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. daily.
Wow.
So again, though, you need nice. To do the same thing when you're back at a park. You will need to call. So mm-hmm. if you're at a park and you're thinking, let's go.
Yeah.
You could be waiting 45 to 60 minutes yeah. for a ADA accessible van.
Right.
Minivan. All right. Add-ons. I want to talk real quick because we did not do add-ons, but I would recommend some. I would recommend a sunshade.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have a sunshade that folds over.
Yes.
Why not have that extra bit of protection if you're, you know, in this all day?
Right.
And if you are a rental who maybe is not getting off for some of the rides.
Right.
And you're sitting out and you yes. can't find shade, you're yeah. going to want it.
Yes.
And I would add the rear basket. It does come with a small front basket, which is yeah. great. But when you are an ECV, I will say, you are also become a pack mule. And
thank you for holding
yeah,
all our stuff.
And people will put their bags, their purses, the stuff they buy, small children, everything basically will go on your ECV.
Yeah.
So it's good to have this extra space. To be honest, it's like a godsend because, I mean, I know it was great. We're just like, we're going to the parks and like, well, what should we take? Everything? I don't care. I mean, like, what do you take it all? Throw it in the baskets.
Yeah.
You know, so that part is really, really good. Plug it in. Plug
oh, yeah.
it in, plug it in. Like, Glade should sponsor these, actually. That would be pretty genius. Whether you're at your resort,
mm-hmm.
you're at, well, at a resort most.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're at a resort, especially overnight, plug it in. If you know in plenty of time that you're getting one, maybe it's not the day before. We still probably could have done this if we were staying on property at this time. There are what would be considered more ADA accessible rooms in a sense that they have a plug outside the door
mm-hmm.
in all the resorts. There are several areas, several rooms that will do that. Request
yeah.
one of those.
Yeah.
Because then you could plug the ECV outside of your door and have
and
it plugged
have that
in
room
overnight.
In your...
right. Because when we had one before at the French mm-hmm. Quarter, we did not have that outside. We had to pull the thing inside, which again is just taking up that space. Request one there. Let them know what your issue is. They're going to find you one if they can.
Yeah.
If one's available, they will find it. They'll probably even move somebody if they have to. In the parks, you could, I'm surprised they haven't done it. Disney could sell outlets in the park.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure they could rent outlets.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more, but there are not a ton of areas to plug these in
no.
throughout the parks. So when you find one, and there are some list out online that you can look at where they are. Like I know in, you know, I remember under the train station, Main Street train station, I believe, yeah. there's an outlet at Magic Kingdom. There's some outside of Space Mountain. You know, there's but some in Cosmic Rays, a lot of the restaurants.
But if you plug it in all night.
If you plug it in all night, you should be good. But if you're going to go spend 10 hours in a park the next day, you're going to need to find some spot to plug it in. So my recommendation, when you break for meals, plug it in. Plug it in. if a family is going on a ride or you are going on a ride and you're able to depart your ECV, find a spot to plug it in.
Yeah.
Just last thing you need is for that thing to run out of power halfway or towards the end of your day. So just make sure it's plugged in.
Yeah.
Next, if you're a professional ECV user, this probably doesn't, you know, go to you as much, but for someone like me, practice at your resort driving at first.
Yeah.
Because they can take a little bit to get used to. And these suckers got a little bit of speed to them sometimes. I mean, you can go from turtle to rabbit. Like, not kidding. There's a dial. Turtle, rabbit. Mine was always on rabbit. And I was basically like, see you, suckers. And I was just there before you guys were. But just know how to get around in it. Know how to back up in it. Know how to park in it before you get to a park, especially when they're crowded.
Yeah, because you don't want to run anybody over.
Yeah, and watch out where you're going. Just like when you're pushing a stroller, I get you have babies. I bet they're beautiful, well-behaved babies. Good for you. Lots of people have babies. We had them one time. Watch where you're going with the stroller. You don't own Disney walkways because you have a baby in a stroller. So don't go ramming into people or an ECV. So be very respectful. Same thing goes if you're a standard guest, you don't have a baby or an ECV. Watch out for them.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's coming by, this is general practice. You know, when you're walking five deep in a Disney park, don't just stop in the middle of it. Okay. that's in general. Either people are behind you, whether they've got that baby or they've got an ECV, doesn't matter, but just watch out for them. And it does, it goes both ways. We're all, you know, it's the same thing that you watch out for pedestrians if you're driving a car.
Yep.
But as a pedestrian, that doesn't mean you just look at a walkway and you just go zooming past it. No, you're going to look for cars too. So same thing. ECV, watch for people. People, watch for ECVs.
Right.
Let's all just live in harmony. It'd be a much better place.
Right.
But I'm hoping that I won't have to do this again.
Well, I'll see.
I can tell you if I do, Best Price Mobility was outstanding.
Yep. Would you use them again?
I would totally use them again. I've been in communication with the owner since this, because I said, look, I want to talk about you guys on our show.
Nice.
And that's when they said, well, give them Disney's Best, earn 10% discount.
Perfect.
We love these small business, these family-owned business.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you will find with all these, you know, they have on their list, and I've got my list of notes. They'll be available to Club 32 members. And they say superior customer service. You know, everybody wants that.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody doesn't live that.
Right.
And a company like this is living that.
Nice.
And it's great to see, because they know that's what they can hang their hat on. They're much, much larger companies that aren't going to provide the same customer service, because they sometimes feel they don't have to, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know what? There's somebody else in line right after you.
Right. Which
this place is not like that at all. And I absolutely love it. So
that's awesome.
Would highly recommend them. Is there anything else you want to add in general about ECV usage, scooter rentals, snow, mountains.
Snow. Oh.
I don't know, because it is. It'd
be hard to use one up here.
It's hard to use a Yukon up here once it started snowing and we're driving up a mountain. But I do not miss the cold at all. Fun to visit.
Yeah, it'll be fun to visit, and then we'll be in Disney next week.
We will be in Disney next week. We will be there. not only you and I, kid free, but we're going to be there with. Jamie and Jared.
With only one kid free.
As well. Yeah. Yes.
She can't get rid of the other one right now.
Yeah, technically she'll, she will have baby on board.
Yay.
But we're excited for that. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming out. We have a Capture the Magic community meetup next Saturday at Banana Cabana. If you are in the area, please stop by. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff in the parks, a lot of stuff at the resort. Look for live streams. This is a great time, honestly, to join Club 32.
I just started to say,
You go to ctmvip.com. You do get a lot of extra content.
And it helps us out, by the way.
It does. Yeah, thank you for mentioning it, because, you know, it is a paid subscription. It is a very affordable paid subscription. You can pay either for the year, and you're going to get a Club 32 t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
or you can pay monthly.
Yep.
And what this does is this helps fund the show.
Yep.
You know, we're not Scrooge McDuck over here.
I wish we
with
were.
A basement full of your cash, you know, diving into it. Yeah. This goes into hosting all of the shows. And yep. we are, you know, looking at expanding. Diz Dudes is going to go out in its own feed soon, which costs more. This is to make sure we have the best studio equipment. You know, we're going to be looking at doing some things where we can record more easy in the parks, you know, and that costs money.
Yep.
You know, and we're looking at doing some special based events as they come out, and just things that we can do that helps the show grow. It helps us out financially to support the show, but mm-hmm. we don't want to just say, hey, give us money.
Right.
We want to make sure that we provide so much in return.
Yep.
And what I'm so excited next week, weekend to start recording, is our Club 32 mailbag. Mm-hmm. We welcome questions from our Club 32 members, and what we're going to do is actually set up and answer them in the parks.
Yep.
It's going to be really cool on video.
Yes.
So you can see our lovely faces. Well, I think that is it for today. We got to go make some breakfast, and then I have to put on 17 layers so we can go outside, because I don't know what we're doing today. We might go
look at
water.
Adventure.
Fall again.
Maybe.
Which was cool.
It was.
Waterfalls are cooler than you would think. Like, it is one of those things you're like, you guys want to go see a waterfall? Like, well, first, who was it? Lacey that said, what's that?
I think so.
Yeah. Like, well, water.
Falling.
Falling. I don't know how else to put it, but it is one of those things that you're like, okay, I'm going to go see a waterfall, whatever. But you see it and you're like, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Like, to just watch everything come down and all that stuff. Anyway, if you have not already, please subscribe to not only our show, go out and subscribe to the Capture the Magic feed.
Yep.
That's where you're going to get Capture the Magic podcast. You're going to get CTM at the Movies. You're going to get Trip Tales. And for now, you're getting Diz Dudes.
For now.
Until it goes off on its own. Until it grows up.
Aww.
It's going off to college.
Aww.
I don't see the Diz Dudes going to college. It would go straight into the workforce as an entrepreneur, I think.
Yeah.
It would start some sort of business. I don't know what it would be. Saxophone rentals or something like that. But anyway, please subscribe to the shows. Leave us all a rating and review.
Yes, please.
That truly
helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.